with you, I'd like for you to turn with me, Sword of the Spirit, double-edged sword, the bread of life, God's roadmap. Turn with me into Mark's Gospel, chapter 4. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4. I don't know how far I'll get in this, but I'd like to teach tonight or preach, however the Lord directs, on the wayside. The wayside. I don't know about you. I mean, you could hear what was said here tonight. I don't want to fall by the wayside.
Right.
It ain't no time to fall by the wayside.
Oh, God.
And to go away from God now.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Mark's Gospel, 4th chapter, and look at verse 1. And he, Jesus, began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. Matthew said they stood on the shore to listen to Jesus. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, stand up and take notice, take heed. Behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some of the seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, Luke said it lacked moisture. It had no root, it withered away, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Verse 8, and other fell on good ground and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100-fold. You may be seated. His disciples asked him, can you explain it further to us about the parable of the sower you just gave us? He said, hearken, behold, a sower went out to sow, and it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. In verse 15, Jesus explains it, what it was on the wayside.
Wow.
And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Here in Mark's Gospel, Jesus comes preaching and teaching the Word of God. In doing so, he was sowing the heavenly holy seed upon the ground of the human heart. Right here is the ground that God's looking for.
Yeah.
His heart. Listen for a little while. While he is sowing the seed, he's looking. Why is he? He's looking for and wanting a harvest of fruit of precious souls.
Yeah.
Before we go any farther, you must realize in this parable, there is nothing wrong with the sower.
Right.
He is perfect.
Right.
He is holy. He's truth in its fullness. He is the Son of God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. There's nothing lacking or short in the sower. He's perfect. He's the Son of God. There's nothing wrong or slack in the seed either. It's got power. So where is the problem? Where does the fault lie? It's in the heart. The problem lies in man's heart, the very heart of men, women, boys, and girls. God has given us his written word, inspired by the Holy Ghost from heaven. He sent the prophets and the teachers and the preachers to preach this blessed word. I don't know about you, but faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I would have never known that there was a heaven to gain or a hell to shun. I would have never known about a loving God that loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son, unless somebody had stood and preached this unadulterated holy word of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can I tell you tonight, it still has power. God's not looking for the heart of man, women, boys, and girls to open up their heart and an ear that'll hear and say, Lord, speak to me and tell me things, Lord. I want to make heaven my home. I mean, can say, I want the truth, Brother Tommy. I want my heart open. I want to be sincere. Deal with me, Jesus. What was it David of old said? He said, thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That word hid in the Hebrew means, David was a saying every day of my meditation in the word of God, I'm going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I'm going to store up his word in my heart. Thy word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light unto my path. The entrance of thy words giveth light. I'm telling you, where the word of God is sowing, it dispels the darkness. Hallelujah, the darkness cannot stand up to the light of God's holy word. It still has power. It'll shine upon you. It'll feed you. It'll save you, and it'll deliver you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Stay with me a while. There's four different types of ground. You're going to fit in one of these grounds.
Yeah.
You will not fit in all four. You're only going to fit in one category of the sower of the heart, in the heart.
All right.
Woo! Did you know that in this parable, four different types of soil and ground is mentioned? And out of the four, only one is good ground. Three of them are bad. They're too bad to grow anything good or to bring forth good fruit. Too bad for the Savior. Three categories of that ground could not be used to bring blessing to others. Only one out of four is good ground. Every one of us here today, tonight, will fit in one of these categories. We're going to study one of them to see, hallelujah, tonight, look at the soil closely and find out why the first three are bad. Why don't the seed grow? Why won't the word of God prosper? Why won't it bring a harvest? Why won't it bring fruit? I want to ask you, what kind of soil do you have inside of your heart? Are you tender? Is your heart soft? Well, praise the Lord. Is your heart open? Is it yielded unto Jesus? Well, glory sin, Lord. Thy word deep into my heart. I want to please you.
That's right.
Yes, Lord. You're right.
If you'll notice, not much is said about the sower. Not much here is said and mentioned about the seed.
Right.
The sower is Jesus, and he's perfect. And the seed is his word, the word of God, and they're both perfect. The Lord's focus. Come on, deal me in. Deal me in, Jesus. Search my heart to see if there are any wicked thing in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Raise your hand up at the Lord right there. Holy God, holy God, holy God. Search me, O Lord. Turn the searchlight on and shine down in my heart. I don't know about you, but I don't want any weeds and thorns and briars in my heart choking out the word. Well, glory. I don't want the word of God when I hear it, when Jesus deals with me. I don't want his message to fall upon the stony ground either. I'm telling you, it's dangerous ground when your heart is hard on the inside and it's got stones and it's got rock and not much soil there. For all when you hear the word of God with joy, you receive it, but you don't have any depthness of the heart because of the hard things and the stones that are inside of the soil of your heart. That seed, it'll germinate and it'll begin to grow, but the roots run into hard stones and it withers away when the sun is blitzing hot and there's no moisture. And you say, Lord, I don't want anything at the inner end of my heart. I don't want any rocks in my heart, Lord. I don't want the thorns and the thistles and the briars to grow up in my heart and to choke the word of the living God. I feel the Lord in here. I want a bear fruit. Hallelujah. I want a bear 30 and 60 and 100-fold for Jesus. I'm telling you, a lot of us, and even out there in radio land, you could do more for God and you could bear more fruit. Hallelujah. If you get your heart, hallelujah, cleared out and say, Lord, plow me. Plow me deep, Lord, and run the plow deep down in my heart. I want to bear fruit for the Lord. Every one of us can do better. Hallelujah. We can have more. We can go beyond the 60. Hallelujah. And bear the 100 for the Lord. Focus me in Jesus and look down at my heart and see what it is that's hindering me. Hallelujah for obeying you.
All right.
You got to look about down in your heart. It's more than saying you're a Christian.
Right.
It's more than attending the church.
Amen.
He's concentrated upon the condition of your heart.
Yes.
Before we can get to the very first one, three of the soils were problem soils.
Oh, no.
I'd hate to think, Brother Jason, that I was in this and spent 48 years, and was nothing better, hallelujah, than the first day that I knelt on my knees at an altar of prayer, and the Lord delivered me from the drugs and the alcohol and the rock music and brought me out of the world and out of the sin. I'd hate to say that I've been faithful to the house of God, oh Lord, and never went any deeper. I was content just saying I went to church. There's more to it than that. Lord, there's more to it than paying your tithes. You might not smoke, drink, gamble, cuss, and wear bikinis and shorts. The women might not cut their hair off, but I'm telling you, God looks beyond the physical man, and it looks right down in the heart. And you still got what God gave you a long time ago. And you got that experience. And you still got the fire. Is the Holy Ghost still a burning? Is the Lord a killing? Put on my hand and raise your hand. Are you where God wants you to be?
Come on. Praise God.
Have you grown any since you gave your heart to Jesus Christ? Have you grown any at all?
Come on.
Oh, come on. Hey, oh, Lord, does the Lord bless you? How long has it been since a wave of glory came over you? Noticing Brother Rice up here. Hallelujah. That's a praying for him. And the Holy Ghost is shaking him. Almost 80 years of age. I'm telling you, God don't change. I said the Holy Ghost don't change. And the power of God ain't waned away. Hallelujah. Praise him, church. There's nothing wrong with the sower.
Come on.
And they ain't nothing short in the word of the living God.
Come on now. All right.
God.
In every church, problem soils are found in the hearts of those who are wayward. We wax and we wane. Other times we're on fire, we got a vision, and then we wane. We fast and we pray and we say, God, I'll do better. I'll read your word more. And then we lose that desire and we go backwards. We become weak. But the productive soil is found in the hearts of those who are committed and sincere and willing and obedient. Are you still dedicated? Are you still committed? Oh, have you got what you started out with? Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. Wayside soil. I'm teaching and preaching them out on the wayside. Oh, Lord. The first category of ground is called wayside soil. You can write the words here, no results, no fruit, no victory, no real joy of God's salvation, no rejoicing, and no praise. Hallelujah to the Lord. I've been passing tracks out like crazy with a bird of Menards yesterday. Went inside and ordered some of that red lava rock, big old bags of it. And I told him, I said, I want 8 bags of that stuff. I had to go out there and find it. Take my phone, take a picture of that little thing, you know, that I could ring it up. And I went over and found 2 stepping stones that I wanted. And I got on the rail there and I zeroed that in and took a picture of it, that barcode. Went in there and I said, I want this and I want this. He rung it up, went up her and paid the cashier. She said, do you know where to go? And I said, I sure do. Went out there, Mary and I got in that truck. We went right around on the other side of Menards. That's a big place back there. Come back through there. They had a little booth right there. Big trucks going out this way. Trucks going in this way. If you had an order or something, you'd come up and that big old drawbar said, stop. And I went up there and stopped. Black guy, he comes out there, and I guess he's about my age. It's hard to guess how old them black people are. Oh, Lord. Come out there. I said, man, this is what I'm after. He said, you know where it's at? I said, I sure do. Already been out there. I went out there, got over through there, Mary and I pulled up. There's a guy on a forklift. His buddy was there. What'd I say wrong? People goes to laughing. Lord God Almighty. Well, praise the Lord. Raise your hand and praise Him in this house. Well, glory. I ain't done yet. I'm telling you, there's joy in this salvation. I told Mary, I said, I'm just about ready to park this truck, honest, and get out and run right through that parking lot and say, praise be to the Lord. I praise you, Lord Jesus. I got in there and that guy on the fork truck, he met me over there and he got over there and lifted that thing up. His buddy helped him load the truck. That stuff's heavy. Went over there and I said, I got 2 stepping stones up there that I want. Went over there and I opened the door. I said, Mary, hand me them tracks out. Yeah. Well, praise be to the Lord. And she got in the glove box and reached me several tracks. I walked around there and I said, boys, I want to tell you about God. I said He saved me and He delivered me from drugs and alcohol. I said I didn't want to live and I was ready to take my life. I passed them both out some tracks and they one of them said, you're right. He said, God is real. And the other one said, yeah, He's good all the time. I'm telling you, we praise the Lord right there. Hallelujah. And I went out of there, went up there that drawbar where it said stop. That black guy come out of there. Hallelujah. To count the bags. I said, sir, I said, I want to tell you something. I said, God loves you. I felt the Holy Ghost go all over me. I said, sir, I said, God really, really, really loves you. I said, He's real. I said, Heaven's real. And there's a better place to go to than this. How many's got a desire? How many's got the joy of salvation? How many's got a river of blood? The wind of the Holy Ghost is still blowing. I tell you, the Lord's looking down in the heart. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you be ashamed of me in this sinful and adulterous generation, He said, I'll be ashamed of you when I come in the presence of my Father. Hallelujah. Can you say, Lord, I put the fire back down in my heart.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I dig deep and run the plow deep in my heart and renew me and restore me and refill me. I do it all over again.
All right. All over again, Lord. Praise God.
Thank you. Praise God.
I'm telling you, if this thing gets any bigger and better, woo! Hey, Lord. Went in Speedway the other day. And I got two tracks there. And I put that one on how to get saved inside of the other and said, there's hope. So, got in there, just me and him. He's ringing me out and everything. I said, can I give you something to read? He said, sure. He looked like he's in his 40s. Scruffy beard. I said, and as soon as I handed it to him, there's hope. Don't give up. He said, of course, he's on the other side of the bar there. He said, ain't that something? He said, I need that. I need that.
Mm.
He said, I've been asking God to help me.
Praise God.
Brother Jason, mark it on your calendar.
Glory to God.
Times are getting bad.
Yeah.
And they're getting rough. And all that you're hearing, I feel the Lord right here. All that you're hearing, there's tragedies and losses everywhere.
Come on.
This earth is reeling to and fro like a drunkard. Transgression is heavy up on it.
Yeah.
People are going crazy. Sin is abounding. Violence is filling the earth. There's natural disasters everywhere. It's all over our globe. Out of control weather.
Yeah.
You know what the Lord told me? I passed out 650 tracts the other time, about 2 years ago. The Lord said, go get 450 more runoff and put them in color. He said, people right now are getting ripe on the inside because they're feeling the pressure. And they can feel the atmosphere changing. They know that something major is coming up on the world. And they're getting ripe on the inside. And they're getting in a place that they'll now listen.
Come on.
Raise your hand.
Yeah.
I said people are getting up against it. Everything's going wrong. There's sorrow and trouble and stress and pressure everywhere. And the Lord told me they're going to start listening and they're going to say, I need God.
All right.
I believe that with all of my heart. The Lord is not coming back for a weak need of watered down a defeated church. He will not do it.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Come on, man. Hey, Lord. Caleb,
yeah.
The church overall, the world church, hey God, there is a remnant, and there is a church that's within the church that knows the power of the Holy Ghost. Because of the higher, I praise Him, church. God's going to have a people that'll praise Him and be ready.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen.
Come on,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, come on.
Amen.
Come on,
Jesus. It shall come to pass. I will pour out of my spirit, saith the Lord. upon all flesh, my sons and daughters, I shall prophesy, and upon my servants, and upon my handmaidens, I will pour out of my spirit. When will he do it? When the earth, hey Lord, is shaken. Hallelujah, pillars of fire. Hallelujah, you got volcanoes everywhere that are spewing out the ashes and the flames and the lava, and you got great earthquakes in diverse places,
sure,
and pestilence. What do you think COVID-19 is? It is a pestilence, hey Lord, and many have died from it, but I'm not telling you, there's one greater than COVID-19. I don't know about you, I'm not going to lay down and die and quit. I'm not going to stay home. Hallelujah. I said the righteous shall go on.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I am about to run.
No. That's right.
Woo. Watch. He'll be. I want to be one of them, Brother Rice. Right down the street if it's on way in Walmart parking lot. I want to give out a track. I want to raise my hand like this and say, oh, Jesus, my God is real. Hallelujah. You need the Lord and to repent of your sins. I'm telling you, he's going to pour out of his spirit. Hallelujah. He's coming for them that are ready.
Praise God.
I'm telling you, with this message already, you should have been on your feet.
Oh,
I know what I feel, and my God is real, and God ain't a liar, and his word shall come to pass, that whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. God has to shake people, and that's what he's doing. There has to be a shaking before they there is an awakening. There has to be a stirring before there's fire. Stir me, Jesus. Stir me, Jesus. Stir me, Lord. Put a fire back down inside of me. Put a desire in me, Lord. Hey, Lord, draw me, God, and I'll run after you. I said, Oh, Lord, how long has it been since you felt the pull of heaven upon your soul? Before I left out of that speedway, that boy said to me, he said, I just lost my son, 17 years of age, sir, to leukemia, and I've asked God to help me. I said, let me pray for you. I couldn't reach him because he stood back there for a minute. I stretched my hand all the way over there. I said, I'm going to pray for you right now. I'll tell you what, I began to pray. I said, God Almighty, I said, you see this man. You see the loss. You see the hurt. Lord, let him know that you're real. And you're alive, oh God. And you still hear, you answer prayer. And you still care. Lord, would you save? Lord, touch him and let him feel something right now. I felt the Holy Ghost go all over me. Sister Hannah, when I walked out of that door, he hollered at me and said, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We never know where a testimony will go to. We'll never know the good of a testimony. Just an invitation. Just to let somebody know that you care. I love you. I told that black guy, I said, God loves you. He looked at me and I said, sir, I said, he really, really, really loves you. Oh, Lord, raise your little hand and praise him. God, do it again.
Do it again, Lord. Do it again, Lord.
Oh, I said, I'm looking for somebody to say, pray for me. I want to be saved right now. I see what's coming, and I want to get ready, and I want to get right with God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I feel like preaching here tonight.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have to die.
That's right.
You don't have to sit there, dry up, and die. Oh, Lord. I want it back, God. I want it back. I want it back. I want to feel it all over again, God. Listen to me close. That first type of ground is called wayside. The sower, when he sowed his seed, it fell by the wayside. Here's really where I want to get. I just built a springboard just to get right here. How many's hurry wanting to get home? If you have to, right there's the door. I love you. But I'm going to finish this message.
Come on.
I'm going to finish it.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
What is the wayside ground? I dug deep in the
ministry.
This is where a lot of people are today. The wayside soil is hard ground beside the furrows that had been packed down and hardened by the feet of travelers and farmers and passerbys. Palestine at that time had no fences separating their farms and gardens from one another. Therefore, people would just cut across as they walked and traveled, crisscrossing the ground all over till it became hardened. Yes, the soil had been tilled, cultivated, softened, laid off in furrows ready for the seed. But some of the seed fell on the hard ground beside of that furrow. It didn't make it into the soft furrow. The ground beside of the furrows had been trampled by the feet of people coming and going, packing the ground and making it hard. This is the wayside soil, hardened by the feet of others. I'm telling us here tonight, you don't have to let others stand in your way of serving God. You must go on. Jesus will be your joy and Jesus will be your peace. I'd hate to think, come on, the fear of man bringeth a snare. I'd hate to think I'd let somebody hinder me from giving my all unto God. I'd about to let flesh and blood stand before me in the will of God. I say, Lord, I'd about to let family, friends, Lord, enemies, or no Lord, stand and hinder me. I'm going to keep my heart humble. I'm going to cultivate it and keep the love of God inside of it.
Amen.
Jesus, what are you trying to tell us here about this wayside ground? This is where many people are today. The Word of God cannot find its mark in their soul and cannot find a lodging in their hearts because the ground has been hardened in their heart by the feet of others that have walked across their life and left them hardened. People come, people go, friendships are made, friendships are broken. How true this is spiritually.
Yeah.
That's right.
The passing of people in and out of your life with their words and bad deeds can surely harden you if you let it.
Yeah.
Trials come, but don't let them harden your heart.
Amen.
That you fall by the wayside. This world, always be filled with sin and the evil deeds of others. But don't let bad experiences keep you from serving God. Your heart, you listening? Your heart can easily get hard by this world. And the saddest part of it all, your heart and your soul becomes too hard for the gospel. God's message of love cannot now penetrate and enter. Now, when the gospel is preached, even in its power and anointing, it has no effect because their lives were made bitter by the actions and deeds of others.
All right.
The word, the good seed, could not be accepted because of a hardened heart. I want to say it again. There's nothing wrong with the sower. There's nothing wrong with his precious seed. Jesus does not come and go like others do. He loves you. Others may go, but Jesus stays. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He never comes to hurt you or harden you. He's perfect. He's gentle. Don't ever blame him for something right. that somebody else does. You might feel like you've been dealt a bad hand in life. You might have been done dirty. Family might not understand you. Others don't accept you. But don't ever let that harden the corner of your heart. Raise your head and say, Lord, I'm not about to let circumstances and situations harden me on the inside. People crisscross and they come and they go. But Jesus stays.
Yes, he does.
Jesus says this wayside soil happens to both sinners and even God's own people. His very children. Be careful what you do. I'm talking to us now. Be careful what you do. You can hinder somebody and not even know it.
Mm.
Not even mean to.
Mm-hmm.
You could hurt them.
Sure.
Many people have no prayer life. No quality time spent with God. Their whole day has been spent with and around people who are not spiritual. Spent in worldly conversations. And then they come to church. And when the preacher gets up to preach and sow the precious seed of the Word of God, it makes no impression on their hearts and their souls. The anointed message goes in one ear and out the other. And you cannot blame nobody else.
Right.
You can't put your blame on anybody else.
Right.
The soil of the heart was too hard to receive. Can I say again, there's nothing wrong. Nothing whatsoever wrong with the sower. There's nothing weak or wrong or missing in the seed. The problem is in the heart. The heart has gotten hard. Circumstances and bad deals and situations can harden you. We all will have our letdowns. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We all have our failures and experience them. But there is nothing wrong with the word of the living God. It is perfect. It is strong. And it still bears fruit. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. There's still fruit, Lord, in your word. There's still joy and victory in your word. Hallelujah. There's strength, Lord, in your word and keeping power.
Hallelujah.
The world can harden you if you'll let it.
Yeah.
Even your own family and your friends. We got to pray and stay soft before the Lord.
Yeah.
Don't ever let anything or anybody cause your heart to grow hard.
Come on.
Jesus is just as good. Brother Jason, my Jesus is just as good and just as sweet and just as loving and just as kind as he ever was.
Yeah.
He's not changed. He still forgives. He still helps. His word has never lost its power or effectiveness. It still has power to save and to change, transform and heal and renew and bless.
Yeah.
It's us. It's us. It's us. It's me, Lord. I stand in need of prayer. It's me, God. Don't let your heart become wayside soil and hard when you come to the piano. Whoever wants to play and sing here tonight.
Don't let your heart.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, God. I remember when I was first saved, I had a special friend. Him and I would visit the hospitals together before I was married. Something happened he got an apartment, something happened, whatever, he was on a hard shape. I loaned him $1,500 to pay bills back in the mid-70s. Mary and I was married in 79, so it's probably around 76, 77. $1,500 is a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
Probably about $3,500 now. I loaned him $1,500. He never paid me. Me being a young Christian and loving Jesus with all of my heart, that ate on me. It ate on me. It ached on me. I battled it. I prayed. I asked God to help me, forgive me, and not let me hold a grudge and turn bitter.
Right.
Bitter over that. Stolen $1,500 off of me. Mm-hmm. I remember I still had that Plymouth Duster when I got saved when I was driving. And I pulled up into Huntington, pulled up in front of that bank, and walked in there and handed them that last payment. And I said, oh, Jesus, I don't want this to happen to me no more. I've had battles. How many in this church can say, Brother Tommy, I have had to deal with battles?
Sure. Yeah.
Come on, are y'all listening?
That's right.
I've had to deal with family. I've had to deal with friends. I've had to deal with neighbors. And that's funny, when I was studying and praying this today, a man called me out of nowhere. He was my boss at Huntington Alloys. Now listen to this one. When I was studying this, he gave me fits. He called me names. My mama called in there to give me a message. Not all the time. Every now and then she'd call me, stop and do this for me on the way home before I was married. He said, and I was getting something out of my lunchbox one day, opened it up. As I was opening it up, my mom had called and wanted me to pick up milk or something. I forgot what it was now. He come over there and took that phone, and what it was, conviction, was getting a hold of him. I read my Bible all the time. He did not like that. He had that phone, had a big long cord on it, big long cord. He'd reach all the way across that control room. He come over and like it right there. Yeah. I said, what's wrong with you?
He said, you're just another one of them Jimmy Swaggerts and another one of them Jim Bakers.
Dear Lord, dear Lord, I come that close of going plumb through that ceiling and reaching and getting a hold of him by his collar and said, let me tell you something, sir. You can watch all that TV you want to and watch them bunch of lying devils and those lustful hearts if you want to. I ain't one of them. Shut your mouth. God says, be quiet, be quiet. And I start feeling the flame sizzle, and then finally it sizzled out.
Yeah.
You know, we can do stuff in anger and keep people from coming to God.
Yeah, it's true.
My phone rung. I went back in the bedroom back there, and Mary said, I'm Mortison. I'm Mortison. Yeah. She said, he's on the phone. And that Mr. Mortison called me, and we had the best conversation. He told me he loved me.
Well, thank God.
He said, my wife and I love you. I said, where are you going to church at now? What if I'd have come unglued? What if I'd have done something I really would have been sorry of?
Yeah.
You see, things can harden us. It can harden our hearts. And we act in a way that we can harden somebody else if they don't come to God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I said, I love you too, buddy. God bless you. And called her name too. I said, we love you. You too, Tommy. Would you stand with me?
Amen.
Don't get hard.
Yeah.
Don't get hard. Don't get hard. I've had a lot of things. I ain't gonna go any deeper than this. I've had a lot of things happen. Brother Jason, I stand here by the grace of God and the mercy of God because God kept me through it. He kept me through it.
Sure.
Keep my heart, Jesus. Keep my heart tender.
Keep my heart.
You know what the wayside is? Let me explain this away. You run your plow through here like this. You're running through here like this, a deep furrow. Back and forth you'll go to sow those seeds. Just a little slight breeze. Listen, a little slight breeze as you drop the little seed down. That little seed can come right over in that wayside where the farmer's feet and where others go across the ground. And when they mash it down and it packs hard as clay, the devil will walk all over you if you let him. And he'll let people, make people walk all over you. Let's pray, let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. Let's pray. Come on, come on, come on. Keep me soft. Keep me tender, Jesus, in my heart. I don't want to fall. I don't want to fall by the wayside. Please, Lord, please, Lord.
I can eat more too.
Tell the Lord exactly. Explain to him. Explain to him.
Take my heart.
Focus on my heart, Lord.
Change me.
You know what's inside of my heart. Focus in on Jesus. What is it that's hindered me from the Holy Spirit? What is it, dear Lord? I don't want it to hurt me.
Lord, be so near.
Tell him.
Oh, Lord.
Open my heart.
Just like you are.
your spirit. I want the fullness.
To stand alone. Lord, we stand for Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Jesus, for all that was said and done.